Okay.
Combine here.
And when you get corn, what do you got to do to the outside to get the? What do you got to take the green stuff? What do you got? What do you call that? Taking it.
Shelling.
Shelling. Okay. What do you call those green things after you get them off? You know, when you buy a ear of corn, you got it's covered with a green leaf.
Yeah, that's the skin.
Yeah, and you got to pull that off.
And you pull that off, throw that away.
What do you call that when you pull that off?
You shell it.
Okay. And what's the kind of corn that you there's, you know, two different kinds. What kind of corn do you know of that comes out of here?
White corn and popcorn.
Okay. What kind would you buy in the ear to eat? I mean, you know, or grow to eat?
Then they have yellow corn and they have white corn. But you don't see so much white corn now.
Yeah.
So you have to buy the yellow corn. You don't have white corn much. I love the white corn because you eat this. You know, you eat all that off and then you can chew it. Well, I guess you call it the... I don't know, but you chew that up, that tastes good too. But you don't see that no more, because you don't see that no more. You just see the yellow corn.
What do you know, what do you call...
And then they have popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. How about, now if you got the corn all shell and it's on the cob, okay, what do you call that if you're serving that at dinner?
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, is that what... You ever call like roasting it?
Well, if you roast it, you roast it, or you can boil it.
Okay. And like, did you ever grow corn?
Yeah.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk? You know, the thing that...
When you see that, you look for the corn.
Yeah.
It's white and silky.
Yeah, well, what do you call the top, you know, like the corn stalk?
Tarsal.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that's right next to the corn...
Yeah.
When you pull the shells off of the...
Uh-huh.
And what do you call those little fine stringy stuff?
String.
Okay. It's right on the ear, you know.
Yeah. You pull it off, because when you boil it, you eat it.
Do you eat that string?
Uh-huh.
You try to get it off?
You get it off.
And did you ever call it anything else?
No, string on mine.
String. How about a large round fruit that grows in the ground that you can make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Pumpkin.
Okay. And did you ever? How about a kind of yellow crook-necked vegetable that you might grow in the garden?
Yellow.
Yeah. What other kinds of things? Yeah. Sometimes a yellow and sometimes a green.
Squash.
Yeah. Did you ever grow any of those?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen a white kind of flat, round squash that's it's about that tall and it's that big around and it's got maybe scalloped edges?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what they call that?
Yeah.
A summer squash.
Right.
And winter squash is yellow. Summer squash is white.
Yeah.
Squash.
Okay. And what kind of... melons could be raised around here.
Watermelons.
Are there any different kinds of watermelons?
Honeydew melons. Cantaloupes.
Okay.
Well, we don't raise them in Miami. But they're raised in Florida. Of course, we could raise watermelons here. But very seldom you hear people with a watermelon farm. They're mostly raised in Georgia.
Uh-huh. Is there any different kind of watermelons?
Yeah, because you get them long with the stripes.
Do you have a name for that?
The striped watermelons. And you have them just green, all over green. And then you have pretty dear watermelons. They live out like that.